discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, one of the most popular descriptions of America in 2017 is a nation deeply divided. And many believe that it's only getting worse. But Kirk Cameron believes an awakening has begun. And amid the political and cultural tensions, the celebrated actor, producer, and advocate hosts Revive Us 2, the second national family meeting, live from the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Kirk will be joined by his friends like Alex and Stephen Kendrick, Dr. Ben Carson, Ravi Zacharias, and Zach Williams for an inspiring night of hope, courage, and unity. It's happening in theaters across America on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 7 Mountain, with a special encore presentation Wednesday, November the 1st. And so we welcome back Kirk for his second trek on the road. A warm welcome to you, sir. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thanks so much. Great to be back on My Faith Radio, and excited to talk with you about Revive Us 2.
The number 2 in that title obviously indicates this is a sequel to your first live event. Why did you feel that America needed this get together a second time, sir?
Well, the first Revive Us, we didn't call it Revive Us 1 because we didn't know there would be a Revive Us 2. All I knew was that the family of faith in America was just unnecessarily discouraged. As we were getting close to the presidential elections, I just saw people everywhere just hanging their head thinking, oh no, the end is near. Look at the people that we have to choose between to run our country. And I was saying, there's never been a more exciting time to be a Christian in America. This is the time for the church to rise and to shine and for the family of faith to lead the way. And we held a national family meeting. It was broadcast all over the country. 160,000 believers attended, and we worshiped and prayed together and talked about how to revive the heart of America. Since the election, things have not exactly settled down. People are not holding hands across the aisle saying, now let's find peaceful ways to resolve our differences. It seems that the country has gotten even more divided. The hostility and the terror that we see in the news seems to be getting worse. But I believe that the negative narrative that we're flooded with is not the main story of what's going on. I travel the country, and from the north all the way down to Florida, I live out in California, all the way across to New York and D.C., I find thousands of people that represent millions who love God. They have tears streaming down their face as they say, I want to learn how to love my wife and my husband, my kids, and I want to help. I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot. I want to help people who need hearts filled with compassion and people who will lend a helping hand. And I've brought together some of my smartest and most faithful friends to give answers to the questions that we have about those issues that are dividing us as a nation: race, religion, politics. We're divided over everything: gender, money, football, the American flag. What else can we be divided over? And the truth is, there's been a shift in our culture. You're just not reading about it. There's a fresh momentum that's building at the grassroots in the heartland of America that you're not seeing on your Twitter feed or on your iPhone news feed. And I want to bring that to light and give hope and encouragement to people through Revive Us 2.
The first event, I understand, was actually record-breaking for Fathom Events. Was the feedback that you got, was it anticipated? Did you expect it? Or were you a bit taken aback yourself?
I heard stories of people coming out of Revive Us saying, you know, I was done with trying to change the culture. I was ready to throw in the towel. And then I realized, no, this is what we were made for, is to reconcile not just individual people, but the whole world. Christ came to reconcile the world to himself. And not only that, but then to restore the world. And people were saying, I decided I was going to go vote. I was going to get involved. I was not going to just sit on the couch and hide in the corner and eat my Chick-fil-A soup waiting for the rapture while the world falls apart. I'm actually going to be salt and light in the world. And people broke out into spontaneous prayer meetings and praise and worship sessions in the lobbies of their movie theaters after Revive Us. And the response was so overwhelming that we decided we needed to start thinking about doing this every year. Hmm. And here we are with Revive Us 2.
I realize this wasn't exactly the headline of what you just said, but is it in fact the case that Chick-fil-A makes soup?
Oh, yes. Hey, if you like chicken soup, you ain't tasted nothing till you've had Christian chicken soup. Chick-fil-A. I think they baptized those chickens before they put them in the soup. Or maybe that is their baptism. I don't know.
Beautifully said, sir. Kirk Cameron is with us, the celebrated actor, producer, and the host of the new National Family Meeting, Revive Us 2. It's in theaters on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 7 Mountain. You can find theater listings, tickets, and other info at reviveus.com. Well, this is such a fresh concept. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of anything quite like this before in a theater event. Give us a sense of what audiences can anticipate if they head to Revive Us 2, sir.
Well, this is what's so cool about the Revive Us 2 model. So if you're tired of the negativity, because the only way you get your news about what's going on is through your smartphone news feed or through your Twitter accounts and television, and you're tired of the CNN and the Fox News doom and gloom stuff, what I'm saying is you can go to the movie theater, and it's like a revival meeting down at the movie center. So 800 movie theaters will all be tied together with the technology that we have through the satellite, and I will be at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., broadcasting to you. And together, we're going to raise our hands, stomp our feet, sing Old Church Choir and Chainbreaker with Zach Williams. We're going to be praying and thinking through the scriptures with Ravi Zacharias, Dr. Ben Carson, Johnny Erickson Tada, Alex and Stephen Kendrick, who made Fireproof and War Room. And we're going to talk about how to bring hope and healing to the nation. We don't need all of this division. God has, in truth, created a place where there is no division. And we're going to talk about where that is and how we live in that reality. Hmm. All you need to do is go get your tickets. And you get those at reviveus.com. Go to reviveus.com, and it's a no-brainer. It's turnkey. You just punch in your zip code, up comes the theater near you, and you say, yes, I'd like 2 tickets. I'd like 4 tickets. Or, no, I'm going to bring my church group, or my small group, my men's group, my women's group, or my wife and all my kids. Get a hold of tickets to Revive Us. You will get more hope and more courage than you ever thought possible in America.
And I actually can verify that. I was even able to figure the website out, Kirk. And if I was, I'm pretty sure that most everyone listening will be able to do it themselves.
Great. Great. Yep, reviveus.com. And it's next week. It's next Tuesday, October 24th. So we're in the home stretch here. And I would appreciate your prayers as I go on news programs and going to be on Hannity in a couple of days and quite a few news programs and really looking forward to sharing the message of hope, courage, and unity.
We open the conversation with this feeling in our country that we're more divided, as you've said, than ever before. I know that one of the questions that drove you to produce this event is whether it is possible for us to ever feel like a united country blessed by God again. So not to be too on the nose, but is that possible, sir?
100%. Absolutely. It absolutely can. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that we as Christians need to really wrestle with. You know, we're hearing on the news that things have never been worse. And so many Christians believe that not only is it getting worse, but we're hearing from those who don't agree with us that we're the problem, that we're the problem behind why things are getting worse. And then we have our own tribal elders, our pastors in our churches, who are telling us that these are the signs that the end is near. So buckle up. You know, we feel like we might as well stay home. eat Chick-fil-A and sing Chris Tomlin songs till the rapture gets here, because everything is coming down. And that's the wrong narrative. The real narrative is the Messiah came. He inaugurated a kingdom when he rose from the grave and sat down at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And the Lord said, the earth shall be his footstool. And his kingdom is growing, and his kingdom is winning. And we are his people, his ambassadors of heaven, to share the message of reconciliation and restoration. And that's what our country needs. It's dying for us to get out there, stop arguing and whining, and work together as one to bring the message of hope and healing. The darkness is on its way out, because greater is he who's in us than he who is in the world. And we just need to get out there and proclaim the message and get to work.
Kirk Cameron is with us. You hear the zeal in his voice today, the celebrated actor, producer, and host of the new National Family Meeting, Revive Us 2, in theaters on Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central, 7 Mountain. Theater listings, tickets, and other info at reviveus.com. It's so interesting to hear your passion for this, because you're looking at the same circumstances that others are and saying, you know, look at this divide. Look at how it continues to grow. And look at this, just so much feelings of distaste and disgust from one side to the other. But you're looking at these same things and saying, these are the things that are going to move us forward as a church and community. Why do you see something different than so many others?
We got a little bit of cultural ADD. We're just constantly distracted by the latest thing on CNN or Fox News or some pop star's Twitter feed, instead of focusing in on Scripture and history. And that may sound like, oh, that's just not as exciting. But look, you're going to get the no-spin zone when you look at what God says, and you're going to get real wisdom and experience when you look at history. So the truth is, things are not worse in America than they've ever been in the world. Oh, my goodness, read a history book. Go back 1,000 years. Go back to when Christians are being burned at the stake, or even just look in the Sudan right now, and you'll find people being crucified and stoned for their faith in Christ. We have it so good. Listen, you and I are on the radio right now. I've got a latte in my hand, and I got a laptop on my hotel bed as I'm talking with you, and we have the ability to worship God freely. We even elect our own leaders by voting. We don't have tribal feudal wars where people are having sword fights to determine who's going to lead our nation.
Yeah.
We get to elect them. We pray for them. So the problem is that Christians are just asleep. We're living in the light. We're living in freedom. And yet we're not making use of the things that we have to create the future and make it bright. We kind of have a doomsday narrative. We're like the Israelites moving into the land of Canaan that God has promised to them. And they say, wow, these people are strong. They're wicked. They do bad things.
Yeah.
And that may be true. And then they send some people in to size it up, and they come back and say, we can't take them. They're too strong.
Yeah.
And that sounds a lot like Christians. We say, boy, we look at a culture with bad stuff going on, and then we say, and we can't take them. We can't turn it around. They're too strong. And I say, no, that's not true. Jesus said, go into all the world, disciple all the nations, and I will be with you. That's the mission. And we've got the power that raised Jesus from the dead living within us. We've got to turn the narrative back to what Scripture says and understand that we're winning, Christ is winning, he's on the throne, and that the kingdom of God will expand. It's not shrinking, and we need to live in that reality and go work with the Lord to complete the task.
Man. Inspiring words today from Kirk Cameron. Well, and something that you said there almost as an aside was actually, I think, pretty central, because you, people who followed your career and you know, you're a beloved figure for many for decades, they know that you have really invested yourself in documentary films as well. And monumental, of course, Chasing Down American History. So this isn't, you said, you know, you need to go read a history book, but the truth of the matter is, as I think you found, that so many of us are not reading history books at all. I mean, we don't have the understanding that you're talking about is necessary, right?
Yeah, it is necessary. I was not a good history student as a kid in school. I didn't like history. I think, why do I need to know about a bunch of dead people and memorize dates of, you know, documents and things like that? But history is so important. I mean, if you have a grandparent maybe who's experienced dementia and you notice that one of the things that happens is they lose their memory. And if you've ever met somebody who's lost their memory, they may know some basic things about themselves, but they'll forget the date. They'll forget simple things and repeat themselves over and over, and they can't remember really critical things. And it's very dangerous for them. They can get lost, and they can get in danger real quick. Well, not knowing history is like national amnesia. As citizens of this country, if we don't know where we came from, if we don't know how we got here, if we don't understand the lessons that we learned two generations ago or three generations ago, we're very easily disoriented and lost and can find ourselves in danger very quickly. That's not a good idea. So what's the cure? Regain your memory. Go back and educate yourself. Find out who you are as a Christian, as an American, and understand your roots and where you came from. That's what gives you your stability and your ability to move forward with strength and with wisdom and effectiveness. And reading the right history books are important too, because, you know, that's the way you can really get in trouble, is by reading the wrong history. It's like giving a person who's lost their memory the wrong past. And so you can really mess them up. And unfortunately, I think that's a lot of what our textbook history books are doing in schools today, is rewriting history, our past. And we have this idea that we're a bad nation. People are telling us that we're a nation that is built on all the wrong values, and that's not true. So we need to have a true understanding of history.
That is the voice of the celebrated actor, producer, and host of the new National Family Meeting, Revive Us 2, in theaters on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 7 Mountain. You can find the theater listings, tickets, and other info at reviveus.com. Of course, Kirk Cameron is the man himself. I remember with a smile your statement in jest the first time we had a chance to talk. And, you know, really sharing your story about the journey from Hollywood to where you are today, the documentaries, the evangelism. It's an amazing faith story that you have, but you jokingly said that Mike Seaver from Growing Pains has now become something of a philosopher. And you've described your perch as a husband and a father of six as one of the biggest drivers for why you feel these discussions are so important to have, right? How did that develop and start?
Oh, boy. Well, people who put themselves on a perch or a pedestal are often easily knocked off. And so I don't try to do that or even play junior philosopher. What I'm trying to do is, as a husband, as a father, by virtue of the fact that I'm married to my wife and we have been for 26 years and we got six kids, I want to be responsible. I want to hear, well done. I don't want to waste my life. I've already got 47 years under my belt and a few extra inches, and I'm looking forward to finishing well. And I've learned a couple things, and those things are, if I live my life for an audience of one, if I try to please God more than I try to please everybody else, I will live a more quality life, and it will produce better fruit for my kids and those who are listening to me. So I try to educate myself. I try to understand a bit of history and a bit of everything, and view life through the right lens, and that's the lens of God's Word. It's always true. It never changes. If it's new, it's probably not true. If it's a fad or something that's easily changed, it's probably not based on the timeless truths that really produce the kind of freedom and prosperity that we're looking for. So I try to look at life through that lens, and that lens works whether you're looking at faith or family or church or politics or art and entertainment or science or business or whatever. I appreciate these kind of talks just like you do, and I think we can learn a lot from each other by continuing to have them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. And thinking back to that conversation as well, another of the biggest takeaways that I had from it was almost this sense of wonder on your part about how God has grown you from the young man who became really something of a faith hero. I know you don't want to be on that pedestal, but that's where people put you for many as a famous believer, as a young man. And as you look back on that journey, just how spectacular is the difference between 2017 Kirk Cameron and that young man?
Well, I mean, I love that you and I are talking right now. I think I wake up every morning and the one thing that I feel is grateful. And like I had mentioned, my wife and I have shared 26 years together, which is like 260 in Hollywood years, right? that's like a record out there. And we have six kids. And so I'm humbled. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for this many years and the chance that I have to still do projects that I'm passionate about. And I mean, holy smokes, whoever would have thought anyone would be still listening to Mike Seaver after, you know, Growing Pains back in the 1980s. And for whatever reason, the Lord's kept the doors open. And so I just want to keep walking through them and doing good things.
Well, you're going to be joined at Revive Us 2 by quite a cast of characters, your friends, the Kendrick Brothers, Dr. Ben Carson, Ravi Zacharias, Zach Williams, among many others. I wonder, as you go through a list of people that you're thinking about could appear with you, what's kind of the heart behind how you choose who you choose and go about that?
Well, I've brought together the people that inspire me. I think that there are those people who are gifted by God with certain talents and abilities to think or to articulate and express things. Sometimes it's the musical expression. Sometimes it's an artistic expression. We're going to have not only Zach Williams there, but Christian Cuevas from The Voice. He was one of the finalists. He's the Hispanic singer who was there at the very end, almost won The Voice competition in 2016 last year. And we're going to have a painter there, Jared Emerson. Back by popular demand is Jennifer Rothschild, who will be joining us for our question and answer session. So I really bring together the people that encourage and inspire me and give me hope and have uploaded things into my heart and my mind that give me a sense of courage and an assurance of the triumph and victory of the family of faith on earth when they get in partnership with God and stay on mission together.
Well, Kirk Cameron has been with us on the road today here for Faith Radio. Revive Us 2 coming to theaters Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. There you can find theater listings, tickets, and other info at reviveus.com. And yes, sir, we hope that the event is just a tremendous success, and it's really been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. Great to talk with you, and blessings on all your work.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com. Just keep